This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us again. We've got about 25 minutes left on the program today.
And still a mystery question out there to be found.
Duly noted, Professor Kendra. There is a mystery question that, if answered, you will hear this sound.
Love that sound.
The beloved cowbell, JJ.
Wonderful.
JJ Jasper and I are Mississippi State Bulldogs fans, so we love to hear that sound. While it's a great annoyance to the other teams, huh? Isn't that funny how that works?
That is.
Traditions that other teams do that it maybe annoy you.
Not you well, and not just sounds, but also fragrances. Because I've gone to towns where they have a paper mill, mm-hmm. or they've got a hog processing mm-hmm. plant or something. I'll go, ooh, goodness, what's that smell? They said it smells like money. We like that smell.
All right, here we go. You have a college football team?
Not really.
Basketball, though, right?
Yes, UK all the way.
Go Big Blue.
Big Blue. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Hey, I once knew a guy told me, he didn't tell me, a friend I know had a friend, and this friend was a, quote, sports fan, all right? And said, well, and he told him, he said, well, what team do you pull for? Well, he said, in basketball, I pull my team's Kentucky, and in football, my team's Alabama. And I said, that doesn't work.
You're not allowed to mix and match like that?
No, you don't get to mix and match like that. That's not right. And when you get to heaven, you'll be deducted a few points right there for that one. You don't get eternal bliss.
Pick and choose. Okay. Off
Saint Peter at the
you got to have a sport or two where you suffer like the common man. You can't be. I guess he's probably a New England Patriots fan too.
Put a bag over your head during those when they're ain'ts instead of saints.
Alabama football, Kentucky basketball. Come on, man. All right, here we go. Let's repeat our questions quickly.
Okay, seven things that God hates. What is the D in D equals RT? And what animal fakes pregnancy in captivity, panda or hippo?
What was Cape Kennedy renamed to?
Ted Kennedy.
Cape Kennedy.
Oh, Cape Kennedy.
Cape Kennedy, okay. Not Ted Kennedy. Okay. What was Cape Kennedy renamed
to? He had a lot
to?
Of names.
Second question, Mark Harmon, Agent Gibbs on NCIS, was a quarterback at UCLA, and his father was a Heisman Trophy winner. Is that true or false?
And does he ever belly laugh?
Right.
Yeah.
Does he
ever belly laugh?
Oh, that's a good little bonus thing there. And then whose likeness is depicted on the Purple Heart Award? The Purple Heart, it's got somebody's picture or image on there. Who is it?
All right, we're going to try this one more time. 10 countries mentioned in the Bible that are still around today. What are they? Number two. What is the smallest biological unit of a living organism? Is it A, a cell, B, an atom, or C, a molecule? Want to know the answer to that? Remember your junior high biology class when they tell you that? And number three, there is a word spoken in 1,200 languages, and it doesn't change.
I like that.
What's that word I'm looking for? All right, we go back to the phones here on Trivia Friday, and Addison is on with us from the Hoosier State there, Indiana. Hi, Addison.
How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling, my friend. Appreciate it.
Addison, you're in some serious basketball country. We were talking sports earlier. Whole lot of enthusiasm for basketball there in Indiana.
Yes, there is.
Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, seeing that I'm right-handed, I feel like I'm only in my... I'll do the animal one, the pregnancy one. I don't feel like I'm able to do the other one.
What animal, while in captivity, has been known to fake their pregnancy in order to get the perks? Is it A, panda, or B, hippo?
I'm going to have to go with A, panda.
You are correct.
Wow. Right. Now, what's the backstory on that?
So there's a zoo in China that they had this one panda that was exhibiting all the signs of pregnancy. And they kind of announced that, oh, you know, keep watching. We're going to let you know about her birth and celebrate it. And then they, as they checked into more of it, like, she was faking because she saw the other pandas got good treatment. And supposedly,
you know,
this is something that's been repeated.
She had to know one day it was going to catch up with her.
Right,
you know,
eventually. But you know what? When you want air conditioning and some extra perks, you're like, I'll take it for as long as I get
but
it.
But now,
you know?
How did, when a panda says they're nauseous, how do they communicate that?
That's a good question.
Or say that they got a craving for pickles and ice cream together.
That's a great question. Well, Addison, was the name of the first panda, but it's supposedly it's been... it's been observed in multiple pandas since then.
Yeah, it's a bad trait.
I have to give credit to my son because I actually not too long ago they asked my wife and I the question, and they actually showed us there was a video about it on YouTube, I believe.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Washington Post wrote a story about it and everything. The faking panda.
The documentary on the Animal Channel. You know what I'm saying? Sort of behind the music type thing.
Right. Right.
Addison, what's your question for us?
The question is, it's kind of a riddle question. So
okay.
The maker doesn't want it, the buyer doesn't use it, and the user doesn't know he has it. What is it?
Ooh, I love it.
It's a casket.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Whoa, JJ, comes through for the team.
The maker doesn't want it.
You'd heard that before, right?
I'd heard that before.
Ooh.
The maker doesn't want it.
All right. He doesn't want it, so he gives it away. What's the other two things?
The buyer doesn't use it, and the user doesn't know he has it.
Wow.
That's right. That's casket, all right. Way to go, JJ.
Hey, Addison, thanks for listening there in Indiana. You have a great Labor Day weekend.
All right, let's go to Jill in Mississippi. Hi, Jill.
Hi there.
Hey, thanks for calling, Jill. Where do you listen to us in Mississippi?
Well, this very second, I'm in New Albany.
Okay.
Tupelo is home, but I currently live in Fulton. So
gotcha.
We'll just say Northeast Mississippi.
There you go.
Gotcha, Jill. We're right in our backyard here. Ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Well, I know the answer to three of them, so...
Oh.
We'll go with, I'll do the, what does D stand for?
Okay, in the mathematical formula, D equals RT, what does the D stand for?
So let me preface this, Tim, with go back to your very first word problems you ever did when, you know, Joey traveled so far for this amount of time, et cetera, and that's where this comes from. So it's distance equals the rate of time. The rate of speed times time.
That is correct.
Wow. So that's from those questions that I loathed, me and my friends, that said, if Bill leaves on a Tuesday from Miami driving 55 miles an hour going north.
But somebody's always leaving from Denver.
Yeah. But then it goes on. In my mind, here's what the question looks like. And Tim leaves from New York, and he's traveling 65 miles an hour, traveling south. What is the name of Bill's dog? You know, that's what the questions sound like in my mind.
Right.
Yeah, because I thought, I don't even know, you know, how to even begin
to
solve this.
The simple version would be, if you travel 60 miles an hour for 1 hour, how far did you go? That's how
I remember that now.
D equals distance.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Way
job.
To go, Jill.
Nicely done, Jill. What's your question for us?
Okay, so in 1960, what was JFK's campaign theme song?
Theme song?
Yep.
Mm.
For his campaign.
Okay. Wow, his theme song.
JFK.
I did it my way, maybe?
I'm going to plead wasn't born.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah, it would have been a good one.
No clue.
I don't know. We don't know. What's the answer?
High Hopes.
High hopes. Okay. I've got high hopes, right?
High hopes.
That's a great,
absolutely.
Great
it
tune.
Fits,
good
it?
Question.
Good.
And he achieved those high hopes because he
put a man on the moon.
He was elected president in 60, right? Beat Richard Nixon, true? Yep, I think that's right.
Well, Jill, with all the questions you knew the answer to, you had high hopes, huh?
That's right. Thanks,
Jill. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Cindy in Texas is next. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
All right. What part of Texas are you calling from?
Athens.
Athens, okay. That's, what is that, 50 miles southeast of Dallas? Something like that?
Yeah, about 70 miles.
70 southeast. Miles, yeah. 70 miles. Well, Cindy, go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer yours, the country.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we go. Cindy, you're probably our last hope for this today. And go ahead. Go ahead, get started. The question is 10 countries mentioned in the Bible that are still around today. Go ahead.
Egypt.
Okay, I'm going to check them off and say yes as we go here. Egypt is correct.
Cyprus.
Cyprus. Okay, here's what I'm going to do, Cindy. Cyprus is incorrect, but I gave the last caller one pass. I'll give you a pass. Cyprus is not correct.
Israel?
Israel is correct, yes. That's two.
Turkey?
Hold on. Nope. Turkey's not one of them.
Okay.
But anyway, good try. Good try, absolutely. Cindy, you did get a couple. What's your question for us?
There was a 1960s spy show that came on. The name of it was Danger Man, or another name they called it was Secret Agent Man. I was wanting to know the main star of that show.
You know who would probably know that is Ed Battagliano.
He would know it.
Were you here? He's the Secret Agent Man. Okay.
Isn't there a song?
We called everything man back then, didn't we?
Something, you know, one of those old agent things, Bill Cosby, young Bill Cosby was actually...
The Bionic Man, remember that came along, the Bionic Man?
That was Steve Majors.
Yeah, the Cable Man, we got everything we got, Plumber Man, you know what I'm saying?
Cindy, who is it? You're going to have to tell us.
Patrick McGoohan.
Okay.
Mr. Magoo? What was his name?
Patrick McGoohan.
McGoohan.
I don't guess I know who that is.
Was he famous for any other movies or television shows?
He was in a few other things, but that was the main thing. Y'all should look it up. It's really interesting. It's clean. It's family.
Yes, good. I've heard of it. A Secret Agent Man. Okay.
Those are hard to find.
Yeah. Thanks, Cindy. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we've got 11 more minutes here. All right, back to the phones. Let's see who's up next. Abby in Kansas is next. Hi, Abby.
It's not.
Abby, you there?
Is that you?
Yeah.
Hello, Abby.
Hello.
Hi, Abby. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both here on Trivia Friday?
Both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The one about the 10 countries that are still around
today. All right, go. Go ahead.
Malta?
Yes.
Egypt?
Yes.
Israel?
Yes.
Ethiopia?
Yes, that's four.
Greece?
Five.
You what?
Yes, you're correct. You're five for five.
How do you say it? Lebanon?
Yes, that's six for six.
Libya?
Nope. I'm going to go ahead and give the rest of them.
Everybody's tripping over Libya.
That's his
yeah,
one pass,
there's
right?
no Libya. Here they are.
Wait, you're going to give him that pass and maybe he can finish it out.
Okay, I'll give you one pass. Go ahead, Abby. No, there's no Libya.
Jordan?
Nope. Do you have a question for us, Abby? And then I'll give the answer to this.
Yeah. Okay. What are the two Major League Baseball teams that won the most World Series?
The New York Yankees, by far. I think they're at 27 or something like that. Is that correct?
New York Yankees and St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals are at 11 or 12. They're the St. Louis Cardinals are in the National League, and they have more world championships from any National League team, but the New York Yankees have like twice as many as any other Major League
wow.
team. Thank you, Abby.
Good guess. On the countries. She got six.
Okay, here are the 10 countries that are mentioned Ooh. In the Bible that are still around today. You ready?
Ready.
Mm-hmm. Egypt. Ethiopia. Greece. India. Ooh. Nobody said India. India is mentioned in the Bible and is still around today. Israel, obviously. Here's another one that nobody mentioned. Italy.
Italy's mentioned in the Bible?
Mm-hmm. Lebanon. That was mentioned. That's seven. Eight is Malta. Right? Mm-hmm. That was mentioned. Number nine is Spain. And the other country that mentioned in the Bible that's still around today is Syria. So there you go. Egypt, Ethiopia, Greece, India, Israel, Italy, Lebanon, Malta, Spain, and Syria.
Whew.
Now, it seems like I've seen Jordan. I've read Jordan.
That's a river.
In the Bible. Yeah, but it seems like I've read it as a country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a country today.
We can look that up.
No, that's good. And some of these, that's interesting about India and Italy and Spain.
I'm going to have to go look up as well as Italy.
We don't have any calls? Or do we?
We did.
We lost our callers? Okay.
Hey, while we're waiting for
that hurricane's having an effect on us right now.
That's what I was going to say. While we're waiting for those calls to come in, pray for Florida. It's now a Category 2 hurricane. And they say before the night, it's possibly going to be upgraded to a Category 3. It's going to come ashore as a Category 3 or a Category 4. The governor has already said that all 67 counties in Florida will be affected. It's moving very, very slow, which means it has the potential, when it reaches land, to just sit
there.
Just to sit there and dump. Well, they said up to 2 feet of rain in a very short
time. That's what happened in Houston.
Right. Right. And so they're saying that the potential for high winds right now, 110 mile an hour winds, when it gets to category three, that will be 140 miles an hour. Mm. And if it's just churning and dumping all that water. And right now they don't know where it's going to go. They've got three different models. It may just cross the southern part and go into the Gulf. It could just swing and go up the Atlantic seaboard or hit the middle of Florida and go right straight up the middle, and you really don't know.
All right, let's go back to the phones. John's in Texas. Hi, John.
Hey,
thanks for calling, brother. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer? I can't hear him.
Can you hear me?
No, go ahead, John. Which one you want to answer?
The one the smallest living form.
Okay, what is the smallest biological unit of a living organism? Is it a cell, an atom, or a molecule?
A cell.
Cell. Right.
Nice.
Cell. Now, is a molecule the second smallest? Do you know? I can't hear him. Bad connection. John, you were correct. The smallest biological unit of a living organism is a cell, the cell. Did y'all know that?
I didn't.
I did not.
They all sound pretty small to me.
You didn't pay attention and
I missed it. And I was thinking atom.
What was the third option?
Molecule.
Molecule.
Hmm.
I don't know. Are molecule and atoms the same? Are they also building blocks?
Well, you've got things within an atom, right? I mean, you've got the proton and...
I heard
that. But is that individually not a living...
A neutron.
A neutron.
You get your proton and your neutron.
But maybe that's not considered living unless it has...
Synergy?
All three, you know, makes...
Right.
I don't know.
If you put them all together in a room, you know what I'm saying? Make them work it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a little joke where, like, the atom said something to the neutron or whatever and said, are you so-and-so? Yeah. And he said, you know, are you sure? He said, yes, I'm positive. But I forget which it is. Yeah, it's whatever one is positive. So I don't even know enough to tell the joke
right. We can't even
make
a joke here.
Yeah.
Our apologies to our caller there. He got it right, but we lost our connection. But a cell is the correct answer. All right, we got time for one more call, and it comes from Tom in Mississippi. Hi, Tom.
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Brother Tom. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Madison, Mississippi.
Okay.
Good area.
Good deal.
Yes.
You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
Go ahead. Which one you want to answer?
On the word that's used in 12,000 languages.
Ooh.
Yes, which word is used in 1,200 languages, and it's the same in all of them. What's the word?
I believe it's okay.
Nope. That's not what I have.
Nope.
But
you want us to answer it? Kendra and I think we know.
Tom, you want to take one more shot before they? Okay, I don't know. Okay, I didn't look up okay. Y'all know that?
I think it's hallelujah.
I saw it on a shirt, and there. I feel like
the word I have is amen.
Huh. I've heard hallelujah
as well.
I've heard
hallelujah is the same in every language. But amen, that's good too. So
yeah,
bad.
It is. Okay.
I feel bad just leaving us hanging here. I tell you what, everybody look.
To get on our Google.
Everybody do your own research on this one.
Tom,
but that's the word I have. Amen.
Tom, you know how we always say okay, and we use that a lot? That came from a political campaign. It came from Old Kinderhook, and they called him Old Kinderhook. And it got shortened to okay.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. And then that wound up just being the thing that we say, with, you know, that it's all good.
Hey, Tom, your question for us real quick. Go ahead.
Okay. Where in the Bible is it talked about baseball? I'm an old baseball fan.
Yeah, in the beginning.
Very well.
All right. I've heard that one before. In the big inning.
Thanks, Tom.
Yes, sir. Tom, thanks. Sorry we got to rush off, but we're out of time. You guys got any questions that haven't been answered?
I have. What are the seven things that God hates? A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet swiftly running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among brethren.
Cape Kennedy is now called Cape Canaveral. George Washington's likeness is on the Purple Heart. And yes, Mark Harmon was a quarterback at UCLA, and his father was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Wow.
Is that right?
It's true.
Well, listen, folks, thanks for joining us on the program today. And we appreciate you listening to American Family Radio. Pray for our ministry. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, be in church on Sunday. And we'll see you back here when we get started for a new week on Monday.